Fuck, what number are we at? 22. Cooking Fat Guys, episode 22.
Shit, almost forgot where we are.
Holy shit, going analog today. We don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, we're in the event of social wellness, right? All this, like, digital healthy habits. We're going to go, what's that word?
I just said analog?
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
God damn it. He's full of shit. We ain't doing it because of that. We decided to write up some notes yesterday, and we had a pen and paper around, so...
That's not why.
Well, then why are we doing this? Enlighten the rest of us.
For digital wellness, dog.
What the fuck is digital wellness?
Healthy habits. You know, it's like washing your balls and shit.
Oh, my God. How... So not using a fucking computer is equal to washing your balls?
Yeah.
I fucking hate you. I hate you so goddamn much.
But speaking of your balls, do you shave your balls?
Oh my god.
I mean, like, did you ever wonder, like, because, what did they say, like, for science, right? There's always, like, a genetic reason why we have things. So, like, the reason why we don't have hair on our palms is because so we can...
No, it's not because we can jerk off. You guys didn't see it, but he was doing the motion. It's not because of that. Why the fuck would you have hair on your palms?
So, well, why wouldn't you have hair on your palms then?
You don't have hair on your fucking back of your hand.
I do.
He shows me his fucking watch. Okay. Fucking A. What are your updates? Start with your... What's new with you, asshole?
Okay, anyways.
God damn it.
My updates is pretty much...
My updates are...
Oh, my update is... My main update is basically for fitness... I'm going the wrong way. I now have boobs. So, John Ambe, shout out to the Ambe. I noticed in your picture you have boobs. And Tucker so, has boobs.
Fuck you. You don't need to bring me into this shit. That's you and him. Your little gay fantasy. God damn it.
Hey, have you ever tried... Can you put like a pencil under your boob? Like, can you hold it?
Why the fuck would I want to know if I could do that? Like, is that just before I hang myself so I know?
Check the Instagram later and the Facebook page. There's going to be a picture of me holding this pen, this blue pen with my boob.
I'm not taking the fucking picture. We're going to have Grease or somebody do that. Somebody who cares for you. Calling out Ambe in the first. He's not even in the podcast. Hey, what up to our fellow fat guy with titties, Ambe?
No, on the Facebook page is a picture of three guys on there who aren't fat, but that's our goal, to get back to the promised land, right?
Yes, that is. That's, yeah. Well, we'll get more into that later. Any other updates you have? Anything non-boob related?
My update is...
My update is, I have boobs. Welcome to...
Everything is going, like, wrong. Like, shit, like, my room is worse than it's ever been.
Oh,
like,
Jesus. See, now he's sandbagging. His room is shit, but it's not as bad as it was. Everything's going... Why are you acting like you don't know why you're not losing weight?
Oh.
We're eating. You're just telling everybody, hey, you want to go buy us ice cream? You want to go get us Baskin Robbins? Like, what the fuck is that going to do for our weight loss?
I'm just saying, ice cream makes people happy.
But wow, we're fat. We don't want to, you know... Having a nice bod makes us happy too, right?
I guess so.
Motherfucker.
All right. Hey, what's up with you?
What's up with me? I don't fucking remember. My notes, I didn't write anything. There are no updates with me. My room is still shit. Mia's been spreading the word about my room to everyone else. Yes, hello, Tina. Hello, Aiko, since they're going to be telling me about how bad my room is.
Your room is famous, dude.
I know, and it's not that fucking bad. We watched a movie with a guy who had a much worse room.
Hey, to be fair, I asked you, are you sure you want to do this? And you said... Yeah, it's clean. I cleaned it.
I didn't say that. I said I was going to clean it. Don't fucking put words in my mouth.
No, ask me. We'll confirm with Mia later, but yes.
She's going to agree with me. She said she wanted to see. I said I wasn't ready, and then she wanted to come anyway.
Okay. I got it.
Mm-hmm. So you can't... We got fucking 21 episodes before. This is a proof.
All right. So, Andrew, if you're listening, and I know you're not, you got to go down there and take a look and let us know.
Why would I let Andrew into my... I don't want more people to give me fucking critiques on my house.
You said penis is okay.
Oh my god, I fucking hate you. I never said that. I never fucking said that. Oh my god. Anyway, as you've heard, yes, our fitness, my fitness has been going all right. I made it, my big ass made it to the fucking gym 4 days last week.
Are you serious? That's pretty good.
I am benching, what did I say, what's 45 on each side?
That's called, I think it's one bitch weight.
Oh, fuck you.
No, it's 135.
I'm over here with 135 pounds. How many kilos was that, like 60, 50?
Yeah, it's about, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so about... we'll say 50 kilos, 135 pounds, whatever that is. We could do the math, but I'm not going to because I'm fucking lazy.
Just 135 pounds. So it's about 120 kilos.
120 kilos. You're going the wrong way.
60 kilos.
That's what I was saying.
60 kilos.
God damn it. But yes, I made it in every day except my rehab day, and I cooked every day except whatever day we went out to eat. What, Thursday?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, holy shit, like when I fully extend my arms, like I feel the power, like the old school power, it's still there. My muscles remember. When I bring it down to my chest, I'm like, oh shit, I'm scared. Like the pain starts kicking in and shit, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna die with 135 pounds on my chest. But it takes a bit. Having a lot of fun, talking way too much at the gym, talking shop.
Talking shop.
Love talking shop.
That's the reason why we're fat. We talk too much shop.
Talk too much shop. But we were listening to a podcast on the way here today.
Yeah.
Apparently, so people think you get rid of the most body fat by sweating.
Yeah.
But that's not true.
Actually, how you get rid of body fat is, dun, 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 Tucker.
Breathing.
Breathing, bitch.
We exhale fat.
Yep.
The guy was breaking it down. It's like, yeah, you got to do more breathing. So... in the car, I just started hyperventilating, thinking I could lose like a couple pounds.
I thought you were jacking off. I was like, Tucker can't wait till he's
in.
So.
I'm in the front seat. That's not really the best place to jerk it, is it?
It's all right.
But it was totally nuts. Like, the guy was talking about, like, you have to intake less carbon than you put out or something like that?
Basically just eat less and move more.
Yeah, and breathe a lot.
Yep.
But... yes, but did you go to the gym at all last week?
I went probably about 4 times.
Did you go to our gym at all last week?
No.
Motherfucker, you paying for all this money for a nice gym where you're out there hanging out with the OG, the bold people again.
Yeah, I like those old folks. I feel at home there.
They're all so nice. They're always calling me Sunny and young guy. Yeah. Shit like that.
Like at Total, there's always like girls in thongs and... shit like
first
that.
Off, don't you fucking lie, because I'm there all the time and I don't see none of that.
If are it, you sure?
I would be there every day if that was true.
And I seen girls in thongs there.
No. See, he's full of shit.
I heard this. Thong, 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 thong. Look at that girl, so scandalous.
Nah, man, it's nuts. Fucking, it's nice being there a lot again, but dude, so weak, so little stamina. I get to try some of the supplements I bought back from America next week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an update. I had my fucking 3-hour doctor's appointment on Friday. Holy shit. So I had to do like for my blood pressure and stuff like that. And I did 5 tests at the hospital and I was there from like 11 to 2:45. It was nuts. They did my blood pressure. They did my urine x-ray. They did... What do they do when they look inside women's bellies? What's that called? At the baby, looking at the baby.
The mammogram?
They did that on my neck. They were looking at like all the... is that what it's called? Fuck you! It's not called a mammogram. God damn it. I can't even ask you. Whatever the thing is where they put the jelly on the shit and they do the echo.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, they did that with my neck. They were checking to see if there was like any plaque or like build up.
Ultrasound?
Ultrasound! Fuck you, mammogram! God damn it! Oh my god.
Well, we do have boobs.
Fuck you, god damn it. They did that. They did some sort of electro thing where they checked my heart rate and stuff. And yeah, everything was fine except my kidneys haven't got any better or any worse. So I'm going to have to see like a kidney specialist to make sure there's nothing wrong. But
I heard you only need one, so you'll be all right.
Well, right now they're working as a team and the numbers are just kind of meh. So we got to make sure everything's good. But yeah, it was 3 fucking hours. And then the guy's like, I have to write you a recommendation letter. And I was like, all right. He's like, it's probably going to take me a little bit. I was like, nigga, I got to go to work. Like, shit, I got to go make money. So I
have. How many jobs do you have?
Oh, dude, it's funny because that guy used to be such a dick when I first started going there. He's like, you need to eat less salt. You're too fat, derp, derp, derp. But when he fucks up, when I like have to wait like half a day to see him, he's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry for making you wait. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm like, Uh-huh. Now all of a sudden you got a fucking conscience, but yeah. In my front, everything's okay.
I'm glad you're feeling better, though. It's good.
Yeah, still weak. Rehab's coming along well.
All right, man. Here's the deal. We should probably get together, work our Wonder Twin action, you know?
Our one what? One what?
Wonder Twins, bitch.
Wonder Twins action?
Form in the shape of a dildo.
Don't fucking put your hand out to me. I don't want to be a fucking dildo.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know, they transform into shit. Yeah. So one of them always gets fucked, though. One of them's like, I'm going to be a badass like tiger. And the other one's like, a bucket of water.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with that? You don't want to be the water?
No, fuck no. We got to decide who gets the cool transformations. That's and shit. Right. That's well, cool. This will be a fucking contest, a conversation for another time.
Yep. But yeah, we should get together. We should hit it back at the gym. I mean, at least once a week would be good, right? Let's start once a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm down. As long as you know we can stop going to Baskin Robbins and stuff. Yeah. And
Can we shower together?
Can we? Fuck. I don't know. Ambe might get jealous now. God damn it.
Ambe, don't worry. When you come to visit, we're going to go to the onsen together.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Leave me the fuck alone. Shut up. Moving on. I wanted to talk about tolerance.
All right. Are we talking about alcohol intolerance?
Fuck no. No, I'm talking about just tolerance of people. Because people give me a lot of shit. They're like, why are you so mean to people?
Why are you picking on me?
Fuck, you don't say this. But other people are like, oh, yeah, you know, you need to be understanding. And you know what I've come to understand? Is that us as normal people, everybody in the world, I think we have a set amount of tolerance we can take per day, right?
Yeah, that's actually really true.
Right? And what it is that when you interact with those people who drain it, you become an asshole after that, right? And see, the thing is, there's a lot of people out there who just test my patience and drain my tolerance. So by the time everyone else gets to me, I'm an asshole. But really, it's not my fault.
So you're basically saying you're an asshole.
No, I'm saying because of the math, I have used up all my tolerance early in the day. So now I am a victim of lack of tolerance.
I get it. So it's kind of like decision fatigue, right?
Yeah, sure.
What's like we only have so much power to make decisions. Like that's why Steve Jobs wears the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. So he can save his important decisions for important matters.
Right? I never thought about that because that's also the people who like dominatrix women are always people who work up in like big companies and have to make all the decisions and shit. And that's why
it's true. Decision fatigue. So tolerance, your tolerance meter, I guess, is what you're speaking of.
Yes,
is real.
Yes, like, that's how I feel. Because, man, some motherfuckers just come in, especially with the trivial shit. Like, oh, you'll never guess what happened to me. This guy, he wanted to take me out on a date. Oh, no. Oh, God, the world's going to fucking end. You know, like, holy shit, somebody wanted to pay for your dinner? Hold on. Let me fucking cuddle you or do whatever I need to do to make you feel better. And then the next person, you go through that all through the day, and then someone will be like, hey, my shoulder hurts. Can you give me a back rub? And then you lose your shit on them. It's like, do I look like a fucking slave to you? Get the fuck away from me and stuff like that. Yes, I'm not an asshole. I've just lost most of my tolerance by the time you see me. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, most people have that problem then because like some people, they don't sleep enough or they're dieting or like these things.
Ooh,
all
dieting.
These yet. Things all chip away at your tolerance, right? That's what we're talking about too.
Mm. Yeah, but I think we have to realize that just everyday interactions with people, holy shit, that can wear you out, right? Just conversations with somebody at the wrong time just wears on you, right?
So how about the flip side of that coin then? How about empathy and stuff?
What's that?
It's like just trying to see like how the other person, like why they're feeling down.
Of course, I'm empathetic. See, you think I'm a fucking asshole. I'm not mean. I don't just go like punch kittens or nothing. I'm empathetic, right? Hmm. It's, you know what the problem is? The biggest problem with my tolerance is I grade people at the level I live, you know? So if I go through all this hard shit in a day and their issue is just, it's nowhere, you know, doesn't even exist on the list of problems I got, my empathy is just not there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because you're comparing yourself.
Exactly. I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't, but, you know, like, it's like, oh, God, I get to hear about somebody who had the most horrible day. What happened? My toilet got clogged. Oh, shit. Call the police. Call the FBI. Call Trump. Because that is an issue, right? So that's not... fuck it, nope, I'm just gonna sound like an asshole. Never mind. Nope, this is a trap.
we all knew you're an asshole.
Fuck
already,
you.
So.
Fuck you. Why do you have sex offender on our list of shit to talk about today? I wanna know.
No, for your information, I am not a sex offender.
Yet. Yet. He's on the way, he's getting his certification.
No, I was just about this. There was a case just recently about these this 16-year-old girl who, I guess her and her boyfriend were like filming each other having sex, and they shared it with their friends, and so I guess their parents got hold of it, and then another parent's prosecuted, but she actually she lost like the court case, and then so she's now a registered sex offender.
How old was her boyfriend?
They're all underage, but she got charged with child porn.
Wow. Making
child porn, so.
So now she's a sex offender.
Yeah, for the rest of her life.
Yeah, no, I heard about that stuff happening to a guy. He was 19 and his girlfriend was 17. They had gone to high school together. He graduated. The girl's parents caught him, put him on the sex offender list.
Yeah, but how was that, like, is that even wrong, though? Like,
first off, fools shouldn't be sending their sex tapes to their friends. What kind of... That's a little kinky for a 16-year-old.
That's what you think, but shit, this whole world is, like, set up for them to actually do that shit. Don't tell me, like, if you were, like, that age, and you were, like, and you had a girlfriend, and she was like, hey, let's film this, you wouldn't be down with that. Tell me, yes or no?
No, I wouldn't be down with that, because I know how the world works. That shit's out there forever, right? Yeah, I'm not stupid. That shit exists now, and so I still don't do it.
She's going to be like, okay, unless we film it, you can't put it in. So, but you're going to be like, oh, okay.
There's many fish in the fucking sea. I'm going to move on. Like, man, that's how motherfuckers get... But that's not the problem. If people want to film their own shit, that's fine. But you said they were passing it out to their friends. Yeah. Like, hey, guys, guess what I did yesterday? Here it is. Like, did they have music? Is there editing? Like,
yeah, it's probably a big production.
Like, that's the it was white folks, wasn't it? Because no one else does that kind of shit.
Like, you always say it's white folks.
Because, man, they're the kinky bastards. They do all the nutty shit, right? When you see, like, dominatrices and shit, it's all white folks.
Dude. You should look at that Martin Luther King thing.
Hey, we got like 7 years or whatever before that.
No, just like the evidence of the orgies and stuff. That's crazy.
No, the sex offender thing in America is kind of tough because some of it, like the rules were made to protect people, but they don't incorporate like logical things, especially like for children. Like her life's ruined. Like the kid, the other guy, the man who got caught with that, he was 19. And then the parents who actually put this in motion felt bad and wanted to get him removed off the list because they were like, maybe we were too harsh, but then they couldn't because he's already on there.
Yeah, once you're done, you're done.
And it's like, what can you do? Like he was like, I'm working at McDonald's, I had to put that I'm a sex offender. And he's like, but you know, he didn't do anything that we would all consider illegal. Like,
so let's say you're labeled as a sex offender, like what jobs can you do? Porn?
No one wants a fucking sex offender in porn, right? That's not going to give them you can't even do that. Like, you can't work as like a garbage man or anything either. Those are actually pretty good jobs back home, like pay-wise and benefits.
But. Yeah, actually in my yearbook, I put I wanted to be a garbage man.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised I can say that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But even with all the trash you keep in your room, you're just waiting for the day.
I'm going to take this shit home.
Is this the day? Do I get started? No, it's fucked up, but you know, it's on those parents. Like, they, I don't know, like, and that's it. But it's weird because the girl got in trouble.
Yeah,
like,
but I mean,
that's the biggest surprise. I think.
Here's the thing, though. Like, our society encourages that kind of behavior, though, like Snapchat and like WhatsApp and all this crazy shit. You know?
No, not buying that. Who says go have sex and send it to your friends? That, I don't want that. I don't want it to be like, hey, man, how's your day going? Hey, here's a video of me hooking up with this chick. Like, oh, thank you? Like, how are you supposed to, what are you going to talk about the next time you see that person?
That was a good, like, Houdini you pulled off there.
You know, like, hey, I think I saw a lump on your testicle. Like, what the fuck? No. Keep your kinky shit to yourself. Like
you know, do you bleach your asshole?
Lady nice. In the street. Freaking the sheets. That's all okay.
I see.
Right? You don't need, you know, and if they're working porn and stuff, that's fine too, but God damn it. No, that's, I think that's fucking stupid. But I do feel for her. Yeah, and the boy.
I think Japan really needs a sex offender list, though.
That'd be a whole lot of motherfuckers, I think.
Did you hear about that one 50-year-old, or I think it was a 30-year-old dude? He went up to a park and he's all like, "Hey, let's play hide and seek."
Oh, God. How old was the kid?
I think she was 9, I think, or 11. 11 years old.
Oh, no. What did he do?
He was like, "Oh, okay, my turn to hide." And he went into the bathroom and hid. And then he's like, "Oh, I'm in the bathroom. Come find me." And then he started molesting her in the bathroom.
Oh, no. Fucking A.
But she ran away. So she told her parents and stuff. But
oh, thank God.
But yeah. I think his reason was he was stressed. He did it because to relieve stress.
That's what porn's for. But yeah, okay. That's not creepy at all.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Can't even play in the park.
Fucking yeah, A. That's some crazy shit, man.
Speaking of crazy shit, let's move back to America. Did you hear about the student in Colorado? So there was this guy in Colorado. He was out in front of his house picking up trash. Black kid, and the cop comes over, talks to him. He's like, "Hey, what are you doing here? It's private property." And the conversation's going okay. And the cop's like, "Oh, what are you doing?" He's like, "I live here. This is my dorm," or whatever. And the cop's like testing him. He's like, "Well, what's the address?" And the guy's like, "Blah, blah, blah, street." And then he's like, "Well, what unit do you live in?" And then the black dude's like, "I don't think I have to tell you that." He's like, "I haven't done anything." And then the cop's like, "Well, you have an ID? What's your address on it?" And he's like, "I don't have an ID, but I got to give him a student ID." And, like, shit started getting worse. He's like, "Well, do you have anything with your address on it?" Which, in college, especially if you're staying at dorms, I don't think you're going to have anything with your actual address on it, right?
Yep.
So that situation started escalating because the guy's like, "You know what? No, this is fucking stupid." And he starts walking away from the cop. And in his hands, he has a bucket and like this little stick to pick up trash. Like, you know the little ones with the grabby things at the end of it?
Yep.
Is there a name for those? I don't even know.
It's called grabby sticky.
Motherfucker, you knew that. Either way, it's like a 20-minute video and this kid's walking and the cop's like, "Stop moving!" You know, and then he's like taking out and putting his hand on his gun and the guy's like, "You're gonna fucking shoot me?" He's like, "You have a weapon." He's like, I'm picking up trash." He's like, "I live here. I told you." And it came to six police came and they're all there. And the guy is just yelling at these cops like, "You don't know what the fuck you're doing, blah, 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 blah." And eventually like a teacher came up and like cleared it up. And the cop was like, "Okay, now that we've verified who you are and things like that, you know, and the guy's still cussing at the police. Now, as a black man, with all the shit going on in America, would you really push things to that level? Like, fuck that. You know, that seems a bit excessive. You know, the kid, he was like, "Oh, yeah, you know, this is where I live and stuff." But how quickly he went to just walking away from the police. And the whole recording was on the officer's body cam. So, like, there was no one there to help him out, no one there to record, and he was just... Dude, I was like, man, that fool, to make a fucking statement, he went kind of too far. And I think in the end, they said the officer didn't even have a reason to ask him for where he lived and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's probably harassment, right?
But I, from what I hear, the officer is like his first week, and then I think he is on administrative leave, and they might have kicked the kid out of college. I heard about it in one of the reports, but I didn't see it.
Why would they kick him out of college?
Fuck if I know. But shit. That. Why would you test the police like that? Like, shit. I mean, I'd be annoyed, but... Like, the worst place that could go is that kid dead. Right? Especially when the officer's like, "You have a weapon, blah, blah, blah." And it was like a bucket and a stick. And this kid was by himself. I was like, fucking hey, kid. I know you're out there for equality and shit, but don't die for some dumbass, you know, some shit like that. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's just like, that's really the cop's fault, though.
No, I agree, but would you take that chance if it was you? Knowing how shit is in the world, like, I'd be fucked up. Be like, "Hey, here's my address. If you want to walk inside, you know, shit, call the school." Like, fuck that. I ain't getting shot. right? It just seemed like he was making things more difficult to make a statement that could have ended badly for him.
Yeah, but so, like, let's say everyone had GoPro cameras on them, right? Like, why aren't cops all equipped with cameras? Like, why can't they all just have cameras?
They all do, but then, like, footage and stuff goes missing. The black lady who got pulled over and killed herself in the prison, remember that? Like, I think it was a year or two back.
Okay.
She was pulled over. Like, apparently there was a cell phone video of her of that incident. And I think it was just released, like, a few days ago. But, you know, evidence magically goes missing and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, that seems legit.
No, but, like, why are they allowed to, like, manipulate the camera? I'm saying, like, why isn't there a like, why don't all cops have body cameras on them?
Oh, no. They I think they're going more towards that. But then police feel they can't do their job properly. And
why?
I don't fucking know. I ain't a cop. Shit.
But I'm saying, like, if you're above reproach, man, that shit shouldn't matter then, right? Like, what are you worried about if you're...
Honestly, to fix this problem, we'd have to... It was a thing we've talked about before on the podcast. Like, a lot of our jobs don't have respect anymore. Right? At least that's the way I see it. Like, out here, you'll see somebody working a janitorial job, and no one treats them like shit. No one, like, looks down at them, blah, 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 blah. Police are a little more respected out here, even though they got way more power than ours do back home. But they don't have, like, as many issues. They still have issues, but, you know, like, we don't respect the police anymore. We don't like the police anymore. The police don't like us. So, of course, like, shit's fucking bad.
I personally don't think that we need police officers, really. But that's just my take on things.
That will have to be another time, because that's a deep hole to fall into.
But I mean, like, no one's like, oh, yeah, a cop's here. Like...
Well, when they're here to, like, catch the bad guy, you're happy.
Nope.
Well, I am. Shit. I don't want to get in a fight with everybody and shit like that. But either way, I thought it was an interesting story. I thought the kid was, you know, like I said, foolish, but I'm glad didn't end with anyone.
What's funny is, like, I'm surprised they just didn't pull all the, like, these days there's fucking cameras everywhere. Like, I don't understand, like, why delivery drivers are, like, peeing on people's lawns. Did you hear about that delivery driver?
I have not heard about that.
So, like, apparently this delivery driver drops a package, and then, like, you know how people have these doorbells called a Ring or another service?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, if there's movement on your door, you'll get a notification, and you can watch. So he's like, oh, great, my package here. And so he's watching the delivery driver, and the delivery driver, like, takes out his penis and he starts peeing on the lawn and shit. And then he's just like, oh, what the fuck, you know?
Oh, no, those doorbells are pretty cool. One dude saw some people trying to break into his house, and he was like, are you guys lost? And they just, like, ran away. Yeah. No, delivery drivers, I don't know what's happening. You go to YouTube, there's a lot of videos of those fools just, like, losing their shit, kicking boxes down, you know. Like,
driving is pretty stressful, man. Like, I mean, that's a hard job, man. Like,
oh, I don't doubt it. Fuck. It's like one step away from the post office, right?
But all the comments on that thing was, like, they were, like, kind of mixed. People were all like, well, he doesn't have a bathroom in his truck. I mean, where is he going to go? But, I mean, I don't know how I'd feel if the driver, like, pissed on my lawn. If he pissed on my door, that'd be different.
I mean, I'd rather have him piss on my lawn than my door.
Yeah, I mean, he went to the bush, so, you know.
Oh, if it wasn't, like, if he wasn't being a dick about it, like, if he really just had to go, you know, and, like, was trying to get out the way, I'd be more forgiving, like.
People were all like, that's why they get mad when you see the truck parked at a Starbucks. Oh, that fucking lazy ass bitch. That's why my packages aren't on time.
because he wants to get coffee or go to the restroom. What an asshole. Oh my God. No, yeah, if you guys want to see some fun, you know, look at those videos and watch they're like, oh, in China too. Like, they had one dude, there was, like, windy, and he was kicking the box and the wind was pushing it back in his face. He was so mad. Oh. But,
yeah, that's a really hard job, man. Like, seriously.
Nah, but, you know, fuck. It's shit happens. We all gotta go through that grind to make things meet. All right, so anyway, do you know what's going on this week?
Nope. Why don't you tell me?
E3, motherfucker. We got E3. All the new gaming announcements and stuff's coming up this week.
Well, what's that about?
Oh, my God. You heard about the Google. They're bringing out a new console. I think it was Google.
You think they're going to make a run and go at these people?
So, Google has infinite finances. You know, their resources are just, you know, astronomical. So, Microsoft and Sony are actually talking about having cross-console features, like sharing game saves and probably crossplay will probably be a big thing in the future. But
so they're going to join forces.
They're going to semi-join forces. They're gonna have like maybe a temporary like my enemy is my friend or whatever kind of situation.
The alliance.
Yeah, and because like even if Google makes like this new system, was it like the Stratia or something? The thing that sells the consoles is like the games that you can only get on the console. The console exclusives. Right, and with the Xbox One, Microsoft had pretty shit year. Nothing was really exclusive on that system. Nintendo. They have like a just ridiculous library of games you can only find on Nintendo. Sony fucking killed it with the PS4. Games like Spider-Man and God of War
and Star Valley, right?
Star Valley's on like every fucking console there is, you fucker. But we're good at fishing. No, like the Sony had Street Fighter, they had King of Fighters, they had all kinds of shit on their PS4 that no other than like maybe PC got. So it's gonna be pretty interesting. EA just announced a new Star Wars game. That TV show Gotham, the guy who played the Joker, he's gonna be the main character in this Jedi-led game, and it's gonna be a big, expansive story and supposedly no microtransactions.
Oh, so you're not a fan of the cell phone games, huh?
Nope, I fucking hate cell phone games. Cell phone companies can eat a dick. I've said it out here, and I'll say it again. They are ruining games for people.
I don't know. I like the fact that we can all play games on our cell phones.
There's nothing wrong with being able to play a game on your cell phone, all right? Before I go into a rant about something stupid. The problem is the people who make these games don't make them to be fun. They make them to be addictive, and they make it to where you need a... spend a ridiculous amount of money to enjoy them, right? And if you do the free to play and you're like, oh well, you don't have to play, it's not fun. Like Elder Scrolls, maybe. Skyrim had, there's a cell phone version of Skyrim, which is a big RPG on everything. It's been released like 13 times literally. And on the cell phone game, you just go through dungeons, kill monsters, and you get chests, right? So if you get this chest, you have to wait from like 5 to 24 hours to open it, or you could pay for it. Like that kind of shit is what I hate, because then, you know, real game companies do that too now. And it's kind of
real games like EA? Didn't EA do that with the fucking Star Wars game?
Oh, yeah. And they're the ones making that new Jedi one I just told you about. And that's part of their marketing. They're like, we're not going to sell any microtransactions or DLC. And, you know, so people are like, wow, EA is such a good company now. And it's like, nope, they're still dicks. You know, they're making a video game instead of, they're calling them live services. They want you to keep paying money over time. They don't even want a subscription, because subscription is a set price every month, right?
Yep.
No, what they want is they want an infinite subscription. So you could have people dropping like $5,000-$6,000 in a week. And that's how they've been making a lot of games. And it's all because of cell phones. So, yeah. Fuck them. I hate them. I hate them with a fucking passion. But, yeah. E3
is coming. Don't be a hater.
Nintendo, I think, is having their conference on Tuesday. But it's not at E3. It's just going to be online. Sony's not going to be there this year. E3's become too mainstream. Used to be for, like, not open to the public, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just become, like, this mainstream event. And it's just a hassle for a lot of people. The drama over the years, they used to hire like models to post up next to the booth, like with video games, like, oh, here's a new Mario game and a chick with her tatas out, you know, so come look and come play the game.
What's a tata?
It's breastises. Uh-huh. It's a polite way to say breastises where I'm from.
I see.
But yeah, so a lot of video game news is going to be coming out this week. Probably going to nerd out a little bit more next week.
Tata?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
GG.
What does GG stand for?
Good guy.
No, it doesn't. It really stands for good game. It's what you're supposed to type after you finish a fucking game when you play on PC.
You're a GG.
God damn it. Now it sounds like you're calling people old. GG is also how you call somebody an old man in Japanese. Either way, moving on. We just watched that movie yesterday. What was it?
Always Be My Maybe.
Yeah, with the guy from Fresh Off the Boat, Randall Park. Randall
Park and
Ali Wong, right? Yeah. Oh, dude, it was really good, right?
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed it. Like, it's nostalgic, right? Like,
it shocked me because, like, it was a movie starring two Asian people, but it wasn't, like, an Asian movie. There was no karate. What else is stereotypical for Asians? Which, you know, no ninjas.
Racist much?
No, it was nuts because like the soundtrack was mostly like hip hop and shit, which I was like, oh, okay. And it was just a funny story about
it was a good story.
Fools in Frisco. I would say give it a check out if you got time. Little, I'm not really into rom-coms, but it entertained me for quite a bit. And you got your new favorite song out of it, right?
Yeah.
What was it?
You best believe that Punch Keanu Reeves.
This motherfucker's been singing it all day. After the movie, he was singing it. We've been looking it up on Spotify, and it is there.
Yep.
We don't want to give too much of the movie away, but I'd say check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, round the park, man. Master MC.
Oh, God.
Drop some sick beats, yo.
And then you guys watched The Princess's Bride last night, right?
Yeah. My name is Antigo Montoya.
You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Yes.
Is it Antigo Montoya? A Negro Montoya. Is that what it is? What is it? I'm a Negro Montoya.
As you wish.
Oh, no. We were tripping because, like...
inconceivable.
Princess Bride was on there. Never Ending Story. Like, all these, like, kind of old school movies. Like, when we were kids. Well, when I was a kid.
I think that's the move, right? Everyone wants to play towards your nostalgia, right?
Yeah. So. That's what a lot of people, that's shit, that's everything. Music, games, fucking. Bruno Mars' last CD was all, it felt like old school 90s and Love Jam and shit, right?
Yeah, yeah. Versace on the floor.
Fuck you. You know it's Versace. Stop fucking singing. You fucking dumbass.
Versace on the floor.
What about your buddy Jay-Z? You heard him in the news, right?
Oh, yeah, man.
Jay-Z is the first rapper, right?
Yep.
First, as we have an earthquake here, Jay-Z is the first billionaire rapper. Yeah,
first rapper to make it to $1 billion.
Right? I guess that's with music and all his other ventures. I know he has, like, an art collection.
He's got a lot of shit going on, but I thought personally that Dre was going to be the first one, but
I did too when the Beats by Dre thing came out. But someone said he sold that off, and
yeah, he sold it to Apple, and then so who's number three? You?
Me? Fuck! I wish if I was a billionaire, I sure as fuck wouldn't be doing this shit like this, wouldn't I? I'd be getting a massage right now and fucking another pedicure or manicure, whatever the fuck I did before. Nah, it's nuts, man. I thought Dr. Dre would be there. And then someone said Puff Daddy. They thought he'd be like up there too, but
yeah,
I never liked Puff Daddy.
You don't like Puff Daddy?
He was just like the guy in everybody else's song. Like,
dude, man, I just remember when Puff Daddy and Family album came out, and there's people like fucking going to Tower Records, and they come out, and then they fucking stick their head out of the thing. Got the new Puff Daddy album.
Nobody gave a fuck about Puff Daddy.
Oh, they did.
What's a good Puff Daddy song?
That song.
What song?
The Biggie.
See, but that's not his song. That's he remixed over someone else's song. Or was it Evans?
Oh, wait. So you're saying no one else samples?
Oh, no, people sample, but all Puff Daddy does is sample. Like 90% of his shit is sample. Him and Mary J. Blige, fucking garbage. I mean, at least Mary J. Blige has talent. She can fucking sing. What can he do?
Oh.
He can talk like he's Slippy. Hey, my buddy Biggie died, and I'm gonna. It sounds like he's trying to take a nap.
Hey,
like,
Puff Daddy, if you're listening. Punch Tucker in the nose.
First off, he's not a part of R12, all right? Second off, he's too sleepy to punch anybody anyway. He's going to pay somebody else to fuck me up.
Wiz Khalifa can come here and bust your ass.
Oh, Wiz Khalifa, that fool looks like a fucking monster still. Oh, man. But no. Jay-Z, congratulations. Be our sponsor. You know who we forgot to talk about?
Who?
The guy who should be our first sponsor. The fat Mexican boxing dude.
Andy Ruiz.
Oh, my God. See, that's why you're fucking eating. You're trying to bulk up so you can be like him.
Yep. Dude, all the memes all over Facebook is awesome. Like, picture of a fat dude walking with a chick in a bikini. Thank you, Andy Ruiz, for what you did for us.
For those of you who don't know, what was his name? Joshua Anthony or something?
Anthony Joshua.
Anthony Joshua, British boxer, black dude, just three, specimen, right? Yeah,
He has three belts.
He lost
them all.
He had no shred of fat. This fool was ripped, and he fought Anthony Ruiz and in heavyweight. And dude, I heard Ruiz was beating the shit out of him the whole fucking match.
Yeah, but the funny thing is that fight wasn't supposed to happen, but his original opponent pissed hot, right? So he was like, he got caught for the Mexican drugs.
Holy shit. And some people, like, I give it to Joshua that he didn't make excuses. He was like, I just got whooped. He's like, I'm sorry to all my fans. He's like, but I just got my ass whooped. It's like, but don't worry, I have a rematch set up for, what was it, like within 6 months or something like that? Or
yeah.
Within this year.
It's going to be in the UK.
Yeah, they were saying it was either the UK or New York, but yep, I don't think we need to worry about this podcast name changing.
No.
Hopefully they got the broadcast out here in Japan and I can just walk down the street.
Yep.
Go get me 6'7" and be like, yep, Mr. Ruiz, he's my cousin. But nah, when I saw like the replay, I'm not gonna lie, I had a big ass grin. I was like, yes.
The replay was pretty awesome because you see Ruiz gets put on his ass. Like it looks like Josh Jones is gonna run away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And shit, man, it was crazy to watch.
Man,
happy for the dude though, man.
Yeah, no, congratulations for sure. But fucking A, I don't know. I just saw that on the news and I felt like, with being that we're the Fukuoka fat guys, we should at least maybe have like the fat guy of the week or the fat guy of the month now.
Okay, let's do it. Fat guy of the week.
Fat guy of the week, Mr. Ruiz.
Yeah, Mr. Ruiz.
You win a lifetime supply of.
We tip our boob off to you.
Oh, fuck.
On that note.
The next ice cream is going to be for him.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Fuck. The only other thing I wanted to talk about was that Swamp Thing TV show. DC's been doing their Netflix streaming service, right?
Yep.
And they had a Swamp Thing show on there. And apparently it's like more like a horror kind of TV show.
Yeah.
Fans have been loving it. It's been canceled already.
Why?
Because it's not like all the WB TV shows like The Arrow and The Flash like that, you know, it's like a weekly, hey guys, what's going on? What mystery are we going to solve with Scooby and the gang? Like, So they haven't outright said what killed it, but it's pretty sad because like DC has, outside of movies, their shows and like animated shows and stuff are doing really, really well. But they're afraid to go to the next level and take it to where it needs to be. So, yeah, it kind of broke my heart to see that the show that I haven't even got to watch yet is already canceled.
Damn.
I know. A lot of nerdy news today. But, yeah, at least we got Anthony Ruiz to dry up the tears.
Yep. And now we're going to go and say goodbye and eat some
samgyeopsal.
Yeah, samgyeopsal.
Samgyeopsal. I'm fucking saying it all wrong. Like, samgyeopsal. Samgyeopsal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, people, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Once again, shout out to the fat guy of the week.
Anthony.
They both were named Anthony? Fuck you. Either way, we'll holler at y'all later, man. Have a good one. Peace.
Bye.